you, board members, for giving up your Friday afternoon for the meeting. Thanks for coming out, folks. Calling special meeting of the Board of Directors of the Kensington Police Protection and Community Services District. It is Friday, May 1st. It is 4:10. And just to remind everybody that all proceedings of this meeting will be tape recorded. And we're going to start with the roll call. Director Toomes?
Here.
Director Kosel?
Here.
Director Wright is here. Director Kimball?
Here.
We're going to open up for public comments. And today the public comments are for any matters related to what's on our agenda today. If you have comments related to other matters affecting the district, please bring them to our next regular meeting. And we're going to, because we're doing a closed session first, we're going to take public comments now for the entire agenda, so that some folks who may want to have a public comments regarding agenda item number two can keep those public comments now, and we'll do that now so that you don't have to wait for our closed session to come back and get public comments later. I do want to make an opening remark before we get into public comment. And I want to let everybody know, and the board obviously knows, that we know that there are some issues going on in the police department, some very difficult issues that we're facing.
I'm sorry, can you please speak up? I can't hear you.
You can't hear you at all.
Well, we can't hear you back there, though. Can you please speak up?
Sure. We know there's some very difficult issues facing the police department. And these are pretty trying times for everybody in the police department, the management of the police department, the board, and most importantly, the community. And we've gone through difficult times in the past few months, in the past few years, and some would say over the decades, there have been difficult times in the police department. And this isn't going to be the last of them. We're going to have difficult times in our police department as long as we have a police department. And one thing that is certain is the members of this board want to find a solution. I think that's our common bond. I think the people in the police department want to find a solution. I think the management of the police department wants to find a solution. And certainly the community wants to find a solution. We acknowledge that. And that's what brings us together. We're going to disagree in the police department, we're going to disagree on the board, and we're going to disagree as a community as to what the solutions are. But we are bound by this common objective, is to find a solution. And that, I can assure you, people on the board have been spending a lot of time trying to work through this. And we're going to disagree. People in the police department, people on the board, and people in the community are going to disagree as to what the solution is. And that's fine. That's what we do. We discuss, we disagree, but we do so in a format that hopefully we can come to some common consensus and move this community forward on what's going on in the police department. And we're all committed to that, because in this district we have other issues. We have a deficit. We have LAFCO looking over our shoulder, both with regard to the fire district, and also they're going to come and look over our shoulder with regard to the community service district. We have, and to solve the deficit problem, we have some big issues we're facing. We're raising taxes, contracting with another agency, cutting heads. There's a variety of issues, and none of them are going to be easy, and it's going to be very difficult to get through those. And we're going to disagree on how we get through that stuff, too. But that's okay, as long as we continue to have a conversation about that. There have been a lot of communication over the last several weeks, phone calls, voicemails, emails, about two issues regarding the police department, and I'd like to address those. One is, there's been calls for the board to direct that any disciplinary action cease. The other is that there's been calls for the board to meet directly with police officers in the department. And I just want to address those because they keep bubbling up. First, in regard to disciplinary actions, the board, on the advice of counsel, is not going to take action on disciplinary matters, determining who should be disciplined, who shouldn't be disciplined, when they should be disciplined, primarily because it affects the rights of all officers. If the board gets involved in that, then we eliminate or limit any ability of any officer to go through a grievance process. And if we eliminate that, then there's no safety valve. And so we need to be cognizant of that and make sure we go through the process. And the second item, in terms of meeting with the officers, it makes perfect sense to meet with officers if they have issues. There is a solution. I've communicated to the officers twice that want to meet that they should follow the procedure that's outlined in a contract that we have with the union. And we can't violate that contract. And I strongly encourage, if there's anybody, any staff that wants to come to the board, just do that, go through that process, and the board then can decide to meet. And I can't speak for the board, but I suspect that if you go through that process, the board will want to meet with the officers. We'll have to talk about that. But if we can just do that simple process, we'll have the opportunity to do that. So I just wanted to say that, and I hope that we can, as a community, disagree, but at the same time, navigate our way through to a solution on some of the personnel matters that are happening now and have been happening for a long time. And I'm going to open up for public comments, and please come to the podium.
I think by the long lecture you just gave, you have negated your opening statement that public comments could only concern matters on the special meeting agenda, because you have covered a lot of matters that aren't on the special meeting agenda.
Yesterday
afternoon at 3:00.
Yeah, but I mean, we got there. It wasn't in the office.
Oh,
yeah. So we should all walk down to the police station and find out what we're doing. I have told so many people who came to come this Friday afternoon to Chavez. You know, I mean, give me a break. How is anybody supposed to know? Is there going to be an email sent out about the meeting?
Let me address that. Normally we don't address public comments, but just answer your question. This was a special
Excuse
meeting.
Excuse me, this is a comment because nobody could come. A few people that I called came, but many of them couldn't.
Right. So this was a special meeting called at a very late notice.
But apparently there have been others.
Well, we have a process. We post our meetings.
Right,
and
so
we don't have
any by the police station every day to play this out? Sorry. That's...
Other comments? Lynn?
appreciate your conciliatory remarks, but I understand that you're about to go into a meeting with legal counsel because there is a possibility of impending litigation, which is awfully serious. Having sat through all of your meetings for the past year and having watched intently what's gone on in the past couple of months, I can only conclude that you are going to be talking about either discipline or the AWOL situation. And with respect to discipline, I certainly hope that you will support the chief and support the findings, because both have been thoroughly vetted and thought about. There was an independent legal investigator that was brought in to investigate, I believe, two of the internal investigations. And we had the district's own legal counsel oversee the 2008 internal investigations. Is that correct? With respect to the issue of officers being AWOL, at the April 16th special meeting, the chief reported that there were officers who were AWOL absent without leave. On April 26th, an email was sent to a neighbor of mine by Director Kosol, and it said, quote, "I can tell you that no officers were AWOL," end quote. And I'm a little concerned because this suggests that perhaps one or more directors may have usurped the chief's authority and overstepped their own by giving direction to officers. And I hope that will be addressed. Thank you very much.
Let me make a comment. I appreciate this, your thoughts, but I really strongly recommend against making comments about any actions of any director or staff of the district. Please. Direct comments at me, direct them with the board in general. Please don't speak to certain actions that may or may not have taken place on behalf of any director.
Sometimes there are all kinds of other options like C, D, E, F, G that I can't imagine, and that's where to look. Right now, I hope that you can put some of your assumptions. It seems to be assumptions. There's a combination of making assumptions and premises, and based on those, point directly to what you think the outcome will be. And I think this also works in the matter of the officers who tried to come before you. And I believe they put their careers on the line by following your stipulation, even though they did that. There's something else that's, so it seems to me that everything we're looking at here, we're looking at the ramifications of some
I think some bad choices on the part of the board. Maybe on your part. Okay, I know. All right. Some bad choices.
I'm even directing them to me.
I really am trying to follow. One of my concerns in this is that the process that needs to be addressed, some of it the board has never stepped up to. Following the last go-round of serious times and troubles in this community, Kathy Stein stood up here and said, what do we do so that this never happens again? And unfortunately, she was told that she was out of order, and I think that remains, you know, the most important question in front of us. Sometimes, so I also think there need to be ways that there may be some things that you guys need to think about for your policy about how concerns can be shared with you that aren't necessary, that don't necessarily fit on the complaint form, but maybe concerns about culture. Because I think that part of what's going on, and I certainly think it's one of the effects of the last meeting, is that a hostile work environment culture went pretty toxic. And there's all this talk of AWOL or not AWOL. And some of that stress, that could be, some of this could be interpreted as stressful. And I think for everyone, for the police, for the entire police department, that I think things are pretty stressful. So I, if anything, I hope there's a way to step back a little bit, diffuse the situation, and listen to these officers. Because I think if, and listen to all the officers, interview all of them, listen. Because maybe there's really a way, maybe being heard is the greatest step forward toward healing the department. And I think the department needs it. Thank you.
I just have one question. Anticipated litigation, so do you have an amount? Is there a number that has been thrown out to you? And knowing that there's anticipated litigation?
I can't comment on anything that I'm talking about. So.
I'm fairly new to Kensington in the last few years, but I've been aware of the problems that have happened in the original police chief.
Can you speak louder?
I'm sorry. I'm used to there being people. I'm fairly new to Kensington, and I, though in the last few years, but I am aware of a little bit through my husband and others of what happened with the last police chief and then the interim police chief and how we got to our current police chief. I also understand that there is a process for police officers to go through, and I think coming out of the private sector, I think it's imperative that we follow a process, however flawed it may be, that if there's one in place that we follow. As far as police officers coming to you, in my view, that if you are going to interview them, if you're going to talk to them, that you talk to every one of them, not just the people you may have to do. I think it's absolutely imperative that you understand every viewpoint and not just the ones.
My name is Paul Burrow. I've lived in Kensington for about 40 years, and I have two different comments off the board. First, with regard to the first item, doesn't indicate whether the anticipated litigation is as defendant or plaintiff, but I might make the assumption that it's as defendant. I'm assuming also that the district has a comprehensive insurance program in place, and that every effort will be made to find coverage under available insurance policies. And the second is just a general comment from the perspective of living here for that period of time, going back to many iterations of the board and the police department. I think the community has always been tremendously supportive of its police department. The officers, the chief, the general manager, one of the same, have become, whether they live within the borders or not, members of the community. We know each other. We see each other on the street. They exercise a lot of judgment, you know, discretion. It's based on their intimate knowledge of our community and the people in it. I think that everybody on the board deserves a big tip of the hat for the time and effort that you put into this. I know it takes great and the aggravation that you put up with, but from the perspective of a long-time resident here, it's worth it. We need to keep our own independent police force here in Kensington.
Proceedings of this meeting will be tape recorded. That's not true. You're not going to tape record the closed session, are you?
You're correct. We're not going to.
Well, to raise a charm, I'd like to start off by thanking all the emails that I've received. My name is Henry Schiff. From the widespread in the community, as well as Chuck. Well, that was a good one. That really came back to me. So we're going to talk about legal viability, circumstances, and facts. Well, I think with the circumstances and facts that we've witnessed over the past two Thursday meetings brings up a few questions. One I proposed to the board, and I'd just like to briefly hear that. Circumstances and facts that harassment, retaliation, AWOL, I mean, Lynn said it, I mean, there's a lot of just incredible things that are surfacing on the streets of the community. And I ask, particularly, you know, Kirk here, that's from earlier, how can your attorney and Bill and Cindy and Pat and Chuck, your attorney, Mom Kathy, if you know it exists, and it has existed, and by officers, you know, divided, standing up, how can you allow it to go on? Anyone?
Why don't you go through your list?
Well, if you just answer real quick, and I know my next question. So it just astounds me, it reminds me of a personal situation that I encountered at my company. Then a manager came up, a female, and complained about a nude woman, a pitcher, in the bathroom that offended her. We acted. We removed the person, pending investigation, and got the results. But we acted, though. We acted. This nude pitcher is still there. It's offending people. Obviously. We've seen it in meetings. So I'd really like to answer that question. I think it's appropriate, administratively, pending investigation. Have Brown Taylor, have other people coming in. Let them do the investigation. But stop it. Prevent lawsuits, Bill. Prevent it. To do nothing, it's not following procedure. There is neighbor law. Second question is, I really never hear from the general manager at all. No comments, nothing. He only talks. I have a question for you. Due to legal liability, misrepresentation in financial or reports on IH or AWOL, like Lynn said. I just have some basic questions, and they can be yes or no. You don't have to go into a huge dialogue to produce. I have a few I'd like to ask you, and I hope you would sincerely answer yes or no. Have you ever lied to board members, officers, verbal or
email,
or
please. Members? Cut that out. Move on to the next one.
Okay. Have you ever lied to an attorney on the phone or off the phone? Have you ever acted against the board's final decision and then act on your own decision based on them telling you not to? Have you ever lied to the community? Have you ever lied in written reports, financial, personal matters, officers' matters? Have you ever witnessed any kind of retaliation or promotion of retaliation or harassment in your department?
Mr. Schiff,
I mean,
I find those comments insulting. They're offensive. I'm going to ask you to sit down. Please. Are there any other questions?
My name is Ike Jones. I'm a lifelong Kensington resident. I'm a former vice president of the Kensington Improvement Club. And I've been dealing with some extreme family situations recently and just found out about this in the Outlook yesterday. I had an email, or not an email, but a phone message about this meeting today. I'm here, my grandchildren had to come with me because I had no one to leave them with. Forgive me, I'm trying to keep them quiet. I am very bothered that there are whispers going through the community. I had to get a phone message in order to become informed whatsoever about something that's going on in the community that literally, I lived overseas for a while, but I was still a voting resident. To find out about this in the manner that I'm finding out about it, and hearsay at that, alarms me. I came to the meeting to find out basically what is happening, and I'm not hearing. I'm hearing that what comments that somebody was making are an insult. Well, how are we to find out otherwise? Because apparently there are things posted, but not in a time or in a manner that most of us routinely connect with. We have to either get emails, phone messages on our recorders, or whatever. That bothers me considerably. And I'm not the only person in this community that is a lifelong resident and came back to live here and raise my family here. So what is happening exceedingly bothers me.
Any other public comments? Board member comments.
I just have one, Bill. Yeah. Thank you all for coming on a really wet, miserable day to have your say in front of us. I really appreciate that.
I'd like to make a comment. I really appreciate everybody's comments. I think Bill said in the beginning it's really important to have a dialogue and discussion, and that's what we generated. And I think we do need to look into ways to maybe notify people. The requirement for these meetings is 24-hour notice, and that's why it's so late. But we can do better. We can tell people, we can have email trees, and that's something we've got back to the general manager working on. So I just want to acknowledge the frustration and let you guys know that we are working on that and we're trying.
I want to encourage people to check the website. These meetings and agendas are put up on the website. And of course, some of you may or may not know, these special meetings are called an emergency situation. We do not know in advance, so we cannot publish them in the outlook. So if that doesn't hurt. we have short notice, and it takes us a while to get four of the five of us to find a living. I'm the only one that's not committed to a career at this point. So keep in mind that it takes us a while to get a date together. We do, but I agree with Cindy. The more we can find ways to communicate these meetings, the better off the community and we.
So, just to reiterate, it sounds like there's a consensus on this board to request that the general manager set up an email tree so that if somebody went to our website, they could sign up for it. There would be an email saying, here comes a meeting, and let's hope there aren't too many more.
Staff comments? Okay, we are now going to end the open session for now. We're going to go into closed session and deal with item number one on the agenda. We will return to open session. Can't give you an estimate as to when that might occur. And we'll report on any action, if there is action taken in closed session, and then we will discuss item number two on the agenda.